So when you collapse the wave function by faith, what does that mean exactly? It means all possibilities in Christ. Who is the source? God. God sent His Son, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, because He knew you couldn't make it. He knew I couldn't make it, you couldn't make it, nobody can make it. That's why Jesus planned this before the foundation. He knew you couldn't do it. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So you can try to keep the law. You can try to be good. You can try to be perfect, but you'll never get there. The only perfection's in Jesus. And if you think about the flesh is nothing but sin. If you read Romans 7, the Apostle Paul said, who can rescue me from this body of sin? The sine wave, the sin wave, the 3D, the created can never attain righteousness. The creation can never attain righteousness in their own power. Only the Creator is righteous. So that's why the glorified saints throw their crowns down at the foot of Jesus, because they know without Jesus, who is source, we don't even exist. We don't even exist without source. You don't even exist without Jesus. Nothing exists without God, so God is holding it all together. Through Jesus, God created all things, and by Him all things consist. That means everything's held together by Jesus. Jesus is the middleman. Jesus is the meeting in the middle. And so when you meet somebody in the middle, it points back to Jesus. When you meet somebody in the middle ground, it points back to Jesus. When you can agree with somebody on something, it's because it points back to Jesus. I want you to really think about that. If He holds it all together, and He joins it all together, then only, this is not churchianity. Look, most of the church people are under legalism. They're under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're trying to be good enough. They'll never attain their own righteousness. And they're in some kind of box where they want to be good enough. Until it clicks in their mind, they might be saved. But until that freedom that's in Jesus alone, by faith alone, until it clicks, they'll never be free. They'll be frustrated their whole life. And they're sitting in that 501(c). You better not miss a day of church. You're not right with God. Well, that's a lie, because the Bible says you're right with God by what are the works of God? To believe on His Son. You're right by God by faith. I've said this 1,000 times. This is not churchianity. This is not churchy stuff. This is truth. If God holds it all together and He made all things through Jesus, this is not religion. This is life. This is reality. And by Jesus, all things are held together. Forget your religion. Just believe that Jesus is holding it all together. God is holding it all together through Jesus. By Him, He made all things. God is a spirit. So through Jesus, the material realm, the created realm, was made. And it's not just the created realm, the angelic realm. He's the greatest archon. Jesus is the greatest architect, greatest carpenter, the greatest in everything. I can't magnify myself. The simplicity that's in Christ, everybody misses. When I say everybody, not everybody, but most people, 98% of the people miss it. The simplicity that's in Jesus. And usually they get it on their deathbed. They call out to Jesus. They wasted their whole life. They could be free their whole life. They could have peace and love and joy and not live in the past, live in the now, and not even live in the future. Just live in the now. They could have that love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith right now, no matter how they messed up in the past, no matter what the system tries to put on them, they can have that peace right now. The freedom that's in Jesus can be right now. All the guilt, all the shame, all the condemnation, all the worry, all the past is gone. Even the worry about the future is gone, because the future don't even exist. Everything is the now. You might say, well, how come the past and the future don't exist? Is God in the past? No. Is God in the future? No. God is in the now. Was God there when you were in the past? Yeah, but he was in the now. God is the same today, yesterday, forever. God is always in the now. He's eternal. Eternity past, eternity future. So if you're living in the past, or you're living in worry of the future, you're not in the mind of Christ. You're in the mind of the flesh. The time realm, the past, present, and future, is for man. It's not for God. The reason God uses the ages and the dispensations is to dispense truth, because man can only receive so much. If you take a gallon of water and try to pour it down somebody's throat, they can't drink it all. You can only drink so much at a time. And so the truth is so powerful that man needs the cycles of the ages. Man needs the dispensations, an age or a dis. It's just dispensing truth. The word dispense is medicine. So mankind needs the dispensational ages so God can dispense the truth and show it in real time, because it's so deep that without the Bible, it'd be hard to fathom it, even though the whole truth's right in front of you everywhere all the time. But the dispensing of truth happens over 7,000 years, and then there's a new heaven and new earth, you know. And most people are still stuck under law. They're instead of being under the order of Melchizedek, free in Jesus, because Jesus is the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. There's no beginning and no end. But most people are under the priesthood of the law, Aaronic priesthood, under law. Guilt, shame, condemnation, touch not, taste not, go here, do here, don't look at this, don't say this. It's all a waste of time. Trying to be good enough and beating yourself up because you messed up. Live in freedom. Yeah, you messed up. Okay. All right, everybody, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, to learn from our mistakes. It's the simulation. It just keeps repeating over and over and over and over until we get it right. Till we get it right. Doesn't justify it. I'm not justifying doing wrong, because it's all a reflection. So you're going to get what you sow. You reap what you sow. You better sow what you want to reap. So you're going to get the reflection of what you give out. So if you give out evil, you're going to get evil back. You give out goodness the best you can, if your heart's right, you're going to get it back. God is looking at your heart. The reflection's based on your heart and your mind and your actions, but it's mainly based on your heart and your mind. But your actions will cause a reflection as well, because your actions are from your heart and your mind. Doctrine determines behavior. Your doctrine determines your behavior. Your belief system determines your behavior. So if you think it's okay to steal, you're going to steal, and you're going to get, the universe is not okay with stealing, but you're going to get hit. If you're a thief, somebody's going to steal from you eventually. There's a movie that just came out about that. What was the name of the movie? Emily the Thief or something. It just came out. Emily the Thief or something like that. I forget what it was called. Starts with an E. The Criminal. Emily the Criminal. Something like that. They tried to steal from her. She stole from them. But when she stole from people, they stole from her. It's a reflection. If you put out good intentions, heart, mind, soul, walking in the spirit, and it's not the energy of the flesh, you can't do it in your own power. You put out good vibes from your a heart that's been transformed from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You put out those good vibes, you're going to get that back. It's going to reflect back. But you put out evil vibes, you're going to get evil back. It's just the way it is, people. So, I forgot how I started this conversation, but I wanted to tell you, live free. Be free. Free indeed. If you're in Christ, you're free. The truth shall set you free. Jesus, if you're in Jesus, you're free indeed. When you abide in the truth, you're free indeed. You're free as a bird.